Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Global Quartz Holdings conference call regarding the latest developments. I now hand over to Mehmet Kutman, Chairman. Sir, please go ahead.
Morning or good afternoon, wherever you are, ladies and gentlemen. On the line with me, our CEO, Saygın Narin, our Deputy CEO, Mr. Arpak Demircan, our Head of Investors, Ms. Aslı, as well as Jan Porfera, advisor to myself, is on the line. This conference call's purpose is basically just a quick update on the recent transaction which we have signed with European Bank for Reconstruction and Development, EBRD, whereby GPH is increasing its capital from 66 plus million shares to 73 million shares. Therefore, EBRD is becoming 10.84% shareholder of the company, with certain rights and a board representation to be done by Mr. Thomas Meyer, who is the head of infrastructure worldwide EBRD. That's basically it. The valuation is more or less the same valuation as in hard currency, euro basis, as the IPO valuation. The purpose of taking EBRD on board has been couple-fold. One, as you all know, we went through an IPO process and we pulled it at the last minute mostly for valuation reasons. But EBRD, because of the countries that we are basically calling it our playing ground, has extensive knowledge as well as financing capability. Like Dubrovnik Port, which they are offering us 20 to 22 years financing together with other supranational IFCs. They are and they will be an important integral part for the growth of the company into the future. Having said that, I think we should go to the Q&A part very quickly as we have been limited on time.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you wish to ask a question, please press 01 on your telephone keypad. Please lift your handset before you ask your question. Thank you for holding until we have the first question.
Operator, while waiting for questions, I would like to have, I'm sorry, it's my mistake, whether Mr. CEO Saygın Narin or Arpak Bey has any comment or want to add to what I said, which was basically a very brief summary of the EBRD transaction. Saygın Bey, do you have anything to add? Would you like to add something? Arpak Bey or Jan Bey, anything to add?
No.
Okay, nothing to add. So let's go to Q&A.
Thank you. We have a question from Nicolas Vallès from EICC. Sir, please go ahead.
Good afternoon. With regard to the valuation of the stake, you're referring to the valuation at the IPO. Can you remind us of that valuation or tell us the net proceeds from the sale of the stake, please?
Unfortunately, we are not at the liberty of disclosing the exact amount, but if you take, and I can tell you what will be the value of EBRD at IPO, it was around 53, 54 million euro for 10.84%. So in euro terms, it's more or less the same value as the IPO.
Okay, I see. Thank you very much.
I'm sorry, I cannot confirm the exact number to you.
Okay, thank you.
We have no other question for now. Just as a reminder, if you wish to ask a question, please press 01 on your telephone keypad. Thank you for holding. Our next question is from Alpa Akalin from Deniz Invest. Please go ahead.
Hi, Mr. Kutman. I want to just make it clear about the deal and the potential for the further potential deals. I just wonder why didn't you announce the deal value, although the deal is about to close. So, what is the time frame? What is the time you plan to announce the deal? For example, for a month or until the end of the year? Because we were expecting such a deal, but it is being postponed for a time. So I wonder the certain whether there is a certain due time period or deadline for this deal. And the second my question is, are there any other deals, maybe majority stake sale or minority? Because, you know, still the deal size is smaller than the IPO, planned IPO size. So do you have also other plans for the alternative deals? Thank you.
Atabe, as you know, I'm the type of person, being a former banker and ship broker, as well as ship broker for one too many days, I hate to speculate. To answer your first part of the question, the agreement is only subject to Competition Board approval, and our legal counsels, both EBRD and ours, recommended that we announce everything, including full details and value, post-approval of everything. Otherwise, there is no outstanding condition precedent for the deal to close. And in my opinion, Competition Authority is a mere formality which we have to go through because of the sheer size of the company's turnover. We are subject to Competition Board Authority. To go on your next question, we have suitors, we always have suitors, but the important thing for the next step is to find the right suitor who will basically carry the company to the next layer, which will be the IPO foreseen between the years 2016 to 2018, as announced on our press release when we announced the EBRD transaction.
Thank you very much.
Our next question is from Anistov Hoffman from Goldman Sachs. Please go ahead.
Hello. Hi. I just have a question around the use that this proceeds will be put to. So does your acquisition pipeline change after this, or it remains the same and this proceeds will be used essentially for that?
Acquisition pipeline, I would prefer if the CEO, the deputy CEO, gives that on a separate line, which includes also our bond investors. Certainly, probably the company will be a little bit more aggressive on the acquisition pipeline with all the cash they have accumulated. So far, as you know, we have announced Malta, which is subject to preemptive rights. Dubrovnik, as you know, we were the sole contender of the tender. The tender has not been awarded to us yet. We're waiting for the Dubrovnik Port Authority to announce whether we are accepted or not. And then we have, of course, a long list of potential acquisitions, about 30 of them to be exact. But again, it's a very selective process, and we're discussing everything with our partner, Royal Caribbean Partners, primarily, as well as we're under negotiation and discussion right now with others. Sorry? With other cruise lines like MSC and NCL to develop further ports together with them also. So our strategy will not change. It will basically, the management will be, I guess, quote unquote, a little bit more relaxed and probably speed up the process for acquisitions. But again, be very conservative on their approach.
Okay, thanks.
Our next question is from Rovan Evanov from iScanion. Please go ahead.
Hello, good afternoon. I was wondering if you could give us a little bit more information for the transaction of the Port of Livorno and what is the expected capital expenditure for that?
Sorry, I didn't get the question. Did you get the question?
Livorno acquisition details.
Huh?
Livorno acquisition details.
You're referring to Livorno?
Yes, I was referring to the Livorno transaction. Yeah.
Oh, Lord. I know we were filing for, unfortunately, I'm not up to speed on that, but the pre-qualification documentation will be presented or has been presented already. Sorry, we're waiting for the pre-qualification. Once we are pre-qualified, the tender will be closed by end of this year, and the award, according to the Port Authority at the last meeting I was present, will be declared by April of next year.
Okay. And do do you have a guidance of for CapEx given all these, you know, new projects that you are undertaking for 2016?
That guidance will probably be given by the end of this month or early November by the management directly to all our bondholders as well as interested investors. A very detailed one, as a matter of fact, they are working right now.
Great. Thank you.
Our next question is from Boris Fischer from CS Invest. Sir, please go ahead.
Hi. Hi. Can you comment on how the cruise season has been going so far this year? Or I think you are at the end. You are at the end of the season, so you should have a pretty good sense of how the cruise business has been going this year. Thanks.
I think just in the interest of time and to keep it to the topic, my suggestion would be we had a few weeks back in half-year update call. We'll have a third quarter update call, if you wouldn't mind. We would refer to these statements, refer back to these statements, and may give another update on the third quarter release.
Okay.
But just to sum up, after the Volkswagen case, my German colleague is highly conservative. The cruise business is doing better than estimates, whereas our Antalya port is not in line with the budget. But we'll have an update call right after the third quarter numbers.
Okay.
We have no other questions at the moment. Just as a reminder, if you wish to ask a question, please press 01 on your telephone keypad. Thank you for holding until we have the next question. Our next question is from Mr. Turk from IS Research. Sir, please go ahead.
Hi. In regards to the EBRD transaction, is this a binding transaction so far, the agreement as is, and waiting for the competition board, or can any party actually decide not to go forward? Thank you.
It's a completely binding agreement subject to competition board approval, which will be filed by Friday or Tuesday next week.
Thank you.
We have no other question for now. Sirs, back to you for any further comment.
No, thank you for your time and looking forward for the next update call.
Which will be probably by the second or third week of October for Q3 numbers. Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, this concludes our conference call. Thank you all very much for attending.